Hello, good evening. This is Noreen Sumter from Beyond Potential. Live life your way, and it's Tuesday evening. And let me tell you, I am really going to pull this one out of my absolute because I am exhausted. You cannot believe how exhausted I am. So my day ended last night about 2 in the morning and started at 5 this morning. And I did a lunch and learn. I did an ambassador meeting with the Manhattan Chamber of Commerce, just like running around, doing all kinds of stuff. Tomorrow morning is another early day. Literally, I fell asleep on the subway. And I was thinking to myself, you know, like,
it's a very New Yorker thing to do, but you normally wake up at your stop.
Yeah. Give me a second. That's right. No, I didn't. So it's like, I fell asleep on the subway. Like, you know, when I first created this business, I had all these fantasies about what my business would be like. And yes, some of them have come into fruition. But, you know, the one where I'm sleeping on the subway because I'm so tired was not on my list of things that I wanted to do. This level of exhaustion was not what I was planning to do. And so today I overshot my stop by, 59 to 125th Street. That's a lot of overshooting. Right. And I had to come back. I didn't even have the energy to walk 2 blocks. I took a cab. You know, I took the cab was like, do you want me to go to 125th Street? And I was like, no, I just came from there. I want you to go to door number 125. And it pained me just to even say that. Like, I was so tired. Paid $4 to walk 2 blocks.
That's not bad.
I know, but it's not what I want to make money for. Anyway, so tonight, we have Malcolm Paul,
yes, sir,
who is an app developer, a tech guy, an IT guy, all around Star Trek Next Generation guy,
who's
building all these like wonderful apps and, you know, stepping into it, right?
Stepping into it, yes.
So if you are interested in creating an app and you want to know the ins and outs of it, he's your guy. So, and also we have
Shai Feinberg.
We have an additional.
His bodyguard.
He comes as a duo. What's your name?
Michael. Shai Fine, and I'm his bodyguard.
So. Shai Fine. Shai Fine.
Yes.
Is that your real name?
On Tuesdays.
On Tuesdays, it's Shai Fine.
Tuesdays, yeah.
Yeah, baby.
On Wednesdays, will be Feinberg. And it depends on who I'm talking with. You
know, on Friday at synagogue.
How Jewish are you to get the full name? And what do I get out of it and all that?
Well, you jazzed it up a bit.
Yes, indeed.
I hope your parents agree.
Yeah, well, they're on the fence.
So welcome to the show.
Thank you.
So Malcolm, introduce yourself. Tell us a little bit about you, where your humble beginnings come from. And I actually read about you. I don't know how I read about
you. Was it the child pornography thing online?
We don't go there on my show. So tell us a little bit about you, Malcolm.
Yeah, so...
Where do you hail from?
I come from the Caribbean, small island called Dominica.
Oh, yeah?
Tiny island.
I thought you were from Jamaica.
I sound like I'm coming from Jamaica, but I'm not coming from Jamaica.
Oh, okay. All right.
And so I'm from Dominica, so I've been here for about 22. Almost 22 years.
Most of your life.
Most of my life, yeah. So, and I've been in tech, working with technology and technology for about 15, 16 years.
Okay.
So
are you one of these individuals that started working with technology at the age of like 9?
Well, not 9, but like 15, 14, 15, yeah. Uh-huh. That's when I got my first computer and I broke it up and put it back together.
Oh, you pulled it. Your parents bought your computer and you pulled it apart.
And put it back together.
I know they probably were in their pants.
I don't even know if my mom was mad. I don't even think she knew.
She probably didn't even recognize. She's probably, that's how you do computers. You just pull them apart and put them back together. Well, I did a lunch and learn today, and it was about It was about digital marketing, and the young lady that was in it, she's been doing technology stuff since the age of 9.
Wow.
And I found
how old is she?
I don't know, 30 something.
Wow.
Well, 21 years, right? So,
that's a lot.
30 something. Yeah. And so it's really exciting to know that these, you know, kids are like pulling computers apart today, and that's just norm for them.
Well, actually, they don't do that anymore because they don't need to. Because everything, you can't pull your phone apart.
Oh, that's
true.
You
can't, and people, you can't do it anymore. And
so why do they stop doing that? Like,
because they don't want you to have control over the stuff that you use. Because if you have control over it, you can upgrade it yourself. Why upgrade when they can sell you a new one?
Oh, that's true. That's true.
This is not conspiracy theory. This is real talk. This is real talk.
It's business theory.
So, Mr. Fine, let's go. Tell me a little bit about you.
Sure. From
speaking to the mic.
Hi, Mike. From Tel Aviv, Israel.
Uh-huh.
Came here 12 years.
Uh-huh.
So I think by now I'm a real New Yorker. For New Yorker,
not with that accent.
9 years. He's a Parisian New Yorker. We met pretty much Marco and myself. We met in business law class back in the day, and we started. We opened a company. Mm-hmm. We then entrepreneurship. He took it more to the, of course, the tech and the entrepreneurship aspect further. I took it more to academic. Right now, I'm studying psychology.
Mm-hmm.
Just to save a lot of money on therapy, pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
And so,
that's my major.
We have a lot to talk about.
I know, right? Or not.
and pretty much, I live in Harlem and in New York, and I'm looking into move to upstate, which is a big, big change.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So if and when it happens, it's next.
Why upstate?
There is a program there that I want to join. It's some university in Newport's University, actually. Mm-hmm. And a friend of mine needs my help with a family. They have some, her parents live there, and they have a property that they're developing. And I would be able to help with that as well. So, and I want the change. Mm-hmm. I want the change. Yeah. I just finished a 5 years relationship. 5 years old.
He's on the run.
She's more than 5 years old, but it was 5 years. So I really feel like I'm getting into the core of, spirituality, and just be able to study and develop my PhD and maybe write a book. And, so I'm toying with several, desolated ideas. And unlike Malcolm or others, I'm not that into what's going on right now. I'm a little bit old fashioned.
Uh-huh. You like pen and paper?
Yes, I do.
My hands feel like handicapped now that I have to write. I'm literally, it's like I'm so used to typing that to write, even though it's a good tactile experience.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It just feels really weird writing.
I maintain that, and interestingly enough, we still don't know the repercussion of evolution on the effect of standing, bouncing your head to the screen, and the fact that our fingers now.
Well, they say that it's like when you are on your computer or you're on phone, it's like 60, and we're doing this, it's like 60 pounds of weight on our necks.
I wouldn't want to build apps. Come on.
Just demonstrating that to my neck.
But you know what? Look, we're going to do what we do, right? Exactly. We'll just evolve, and we'll just have stronger neck muscles. What can I tell you?
There you go. Positive glass,
fingers.
And we'll have nubs. We'll just babies will come out with nubs and stuff, but they'll be like computer literate.
Yeah, and one day the casino as well, instead of slot machine goes like they were just going to swipe.
No, you just roll your head or just roll your eyes. So those are the kinds of apps that I want Malcolm to build. Want Malcolm to build the like the Star Trek tricorder, where I can just like beam myself up and be in Paris. I am dying for that. I think that's going to happen.
They call it LSD.
No, maybe not in my lifetime, but I think they're going to do that.
I mean, if you want to be part of the trials, I'm sure that someone's ready.
I might sort of like disappear into money. Where are you? Noreen, where are you? I'm in the computer. No, exactly, I don't want to do that. So talk to me. So apps for you. What are apps for you? Like, what's the experience of creating an app for you?
I mean, honestly, everything starts with an idea. That's always where it starts. Whenever we speak to a client, whenever I speak to a client, whenever I meet someone who goes, "Oh, I want to build this," it always starts with you know, what do you really want to build? And I kind of work with them to narrow that down.
Uh-huh.
And then when it comes to an app, you know, there's an app for everything already.
I know.
So it's like, why, what do you really want to build? Like, what are you putting this money into? Because you're not going to build an app for free.
Right.
You know, you got to invest some money. So it's like, what are you investing your money in?
I want to know what the first app was?
The first app?
Yeah.
Mobile app?
Yeah.
On what?
Well, I don't know. What was it on?
There's like iPhone. There's Windows. There was Windows Phone way before. There was like Palm, all this stuff. So uh-huh. It's like, I guess the first app might have been like a contact, like for contacts.
Oh, right.
Like for, yeah. It's not exciting.
Those
yeah.
little,
yeah.
you know.
Yeah. Hmm. It was like no, they had like, what do they call those things?
Secure?
No, not nice. They had the little computer.
Pocket Pilot, Palm Pilot.
Yeah, those.
That fucking thing sucked.
Or the Newton. There you go. Even back to the Newton, and they had like it was like a basic thing. You could go on the internet and you could see like text. You couldn't see images.
Do you remember texting 8888?
Yes.
B.
I love that. Because you didn't have to look. You just remember the number, the thing on the keys, and you could have your phone in your
yeah,
in class.
Yeah, but it took so long.
It was numerical, right?
Yeah, we were texting in class, and I was just like, just like,
well, you must have been really good. I'm still stuck at texting, but that AA, and we sent really long notes. Really, you remember messages, sitting yeah. up late at night sending yes. these damn things?
Yes.
Talk about thumb hurting.
Yeah, yeah, that's when, would kill your yeah. thumb. Yeah.
And if you missed out on something, you missed it, the word, or you missed a spelling, you had to go
all the way back.
I don't remember how do you go back. It's just like so archaic. So tell me, what's the future? Like you said, if somebody wants to build an app, it costs something.
Yeah.
Costs money.
Mm-hmm.
And like, what are people building apps for? What's the most sort of popular apps that people, I think it's contact stuff, but what do you think it is?
I mean, there are apps being built in a lot of different kind of categories and industry. I think the biggest one, if you remember, everyone was building the Uber of this and the Uber of that.
Right.
So it's like, once there's something popular, you're going to get imitators. So it's like, you will see a lot of BS out uh-huh. there, but you know, you have game changers, like for example, Instagram and Snapchat. Those are great apps, and you'll see a lot of clones and everything like that. Uh-huh. But I think right now you're not seeing like a dearth of really innovative apps.
Uh-huh.
There's some cool things out there. It's like Trivia HQ, which was pretty cool. I like
the
how they did that. It's like a real time like trivia game where you can
play.
Yeah, and there's like a host that hosts. So it's like watching TV and seeing the game show, but you can actually participate with your phone.
Can you win stuff?
Yeah. Yeah, you could win prizes and money.
Oh,
it's legit, and things like that are very interesting. So, I think when it comes to apps, it's less about, you know, we're moving away from the phone.
Okay.
We're at this point moving away from the phone slowly.
Explain that.
So phones are just generic. It's a slab you carry it in your pocket. It's cool,
right?
But it's the best way we have to interact on the mobile right now. But if you look and see what they're doing, AR and VR,
right?
That's really the next valuable step, because now ads are everywhere. If you have glasses or contacts, everywhere you look there's contacts. I could pull up this information of this book and I could just tap, and this is not BS. Like Google has something called Google Glass,
right?
That's like one version of it.
Is it an eyeglass?
Yeah, so it's a glasses you put on, and there's like cameras and everything.
Yeah, but that's that's been sort of in the making for quite some time now.
It's been. But like, I think the biggest issue right now is privacy. Privacy, because with Google Glass, I could look at you and I could be recording everything we're talking about right now, and you wouldn't know.
Oh, like that show, Black Mirror.
Yeah, exactly. Did you watch Black Mirror?
The first season.
Oh my goodness!
And I got totally
everything
depressed.
On that. Yes, you do, because everything on that show. Yeah. There's an episode, or there's a one of the seasons where the entire point of the show is that you have to give people a thumbs up.
Oh,
or
the girl
down.
That yes. she went absolutely start raving bonkers.
Yes,
yes.
You're like, that can't happen. Nobody
yes,
does that.
Yes, that can.
But we do that already on Facebook,
it's
right?
Happening. It's
but look what's really happening. China just implemented the exact same system.
What, the Black Mirror system?
Yes, where you get social credits for being a good citizen. And that affects your mortgage, it affects what you can buy, and it affects what schools you can go to. China just implemented
that. And it also affects where you live.
Yes, yeah.
So basically...
Your social status.
Oh. Yep. So we need to take a break, so we'll be right back.
Okay.
We'll be right back. I'm teasing you. We'll be right back.
Okay.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Are you stuck in a rut? Negative thoughts, feelings, and conversations got you down? Hi, I'm Noreen Sumter, the Potentiator. Tune in every Tuesday, 9 to 10 Eastern Time, and listen for new ideas on my show, Beyond Potential. Live life your way on talkradio.nyc.
Do you want to connect with?
Are you an entrepreneur or intrapreneur looking to build your following?
Welcome to our show.
Follow Me Friday with Joan
and Priya.
Tune in every Friday at noon Eastern
on talkradio.nyc.
We're your digital connectors.
Woo!
What's that?
Talking Alternative Radio. 24 hours a day.
And we're back. This is Noreen Sumter from Beyond Potential, Live Life Your Way. Mm-hmm. And I'm speaking with Malcolm Paul from Brooklyn Co.
Yes.
That's your name of your company. And Mr. Jay Fine.
Let's make it.
It sounds like he should be like dancing.
Jay Fox.
Don't go there. Yeah. So I want to know more about this implementation that China has done. I know it's a government. It's not a capitalist society.
So they can totally monitor
their citizens. Mm-hmm. So now, what is this? It's not a phone.
It's not a phone.
What is it?
Basically, everything you do online. China already has access to all traffic. They can control who has access to what in this. So everybody is pretty much comfortable with that.
Right.
They have no choice, right? So the next step that the government is doing is to keep the citizens under control, because what is the threat to like a communist system? It's freedom of information and democracy. So if you can keep your citizens docile and keep them under control, mm-hmm. you can control the populace.
Right.
Their system is meant to track you across all facets of life, digital facets of life, social media, emails,
right,
interactions on WeChat, all their different mobile services, whatever mm-hmm. it is, because most of the stuff in China goes through mobile services and technology. So what they do is they compile that and they create kind of like a social profile for you.
Right.
And they can understand whether you're a good citizen or a bad citizen. What does that mean? They get to determine. Even China's Xi Jinping. I don't even know how to say his name. Yeah.
You say that really well.
The president of China
uh-huh.
or whatever it is, he just extended his term indefinitely. So you can see the direction that they're going. He got rid of term limits. So it's like, if you want to see the future, look at China as an example of what government of the future could be like. And if you allow the dude in office right now to have his way, he would do the same exact thing.
Right. Now, so this technology, what is it, like glasses? What is it?
No, it's a system. It's a system that compiles all the technology that you use into a way of monitoring and scoring you.
Okay, so it's not like Black Mirror where people had...
Not yet.
Where they had that technology you walk down the street and somebody smiles at you, you give them a thumbs up.
No.
Well, actually, it wasn't even like you look them up. It was like tracking, right?
Yeah, so you gave them like a thumbs up or a thumbs down? Yeah.
And nobody wants to get thumbs down.
Nope.
And it's like, literally, it was like you were ostracized from life.
If you got too low of a score, yeah.
Oh, my God.
You're stratified by this... Thumbs up, thumbs down.
Yeah.
Wow.
So we have to be careful to not be to pay attention to not just the technology we build, but what is done with the data that we give the technology that we build. that's really where the value is. And look at what's going on Facebook. That's a perfect example.
Now, I want you to explain a little bit about that for me. What is going on with Facebook? Because I'm like, whatever.
So the situation with Facebook is that Facebook stores a ton of information on you. Uh-huh. You would not believe it if I could tell you that you could go off Facebook and Facebook could continue interacting with your friends as if it was you, because they understand that kind of context. And anyone
if they're going to do my work for my business, that'd be
just
great.
Why not, right? You just pay them to interact with you. So Facebook does something, what they call shadow accounts. And it's not hard to do that in technology.
Right.
You just create an account that doesn't have a login and doesn't have really a name. It's just what you're tracking is the behavior patterns of the person.
Right.
So as you go from site to site, I know where you visited. So those points get stored in a database and I can create.
Is it like a cookie?
Yeah, the cookie. They use that to track you. And what happens is that with Cambridge Analytica, as a developer, I can access your Facebook information if you give me permission.
Right.
Cambridge Analytica had a business agreement with Facebook to access all of their data or certain amounts of facets of the data. When you pay money, you know, as a poor developer, I can say, hey, Facebook, can I see their profile photo? They go, sure. Can I see where they live? No. If I pay them a couple million, they'll give me my social security number if they have that on file.
Right.
Cambridge Analytica and companies like Cambridge Analytica have a crazy amount of access to Facebook information, and the level of information they have is absolutely ridiculous.
Uh-huh.
So when you see that your data and your behavior is available for access to anyone, you know, you've pretty much given up your online social life to companies who will pay for it.
Well, wouldn't that happen anyway?
Well, that's part of the problem is that, you know, we can't think of wouldn't that happen anyway. We have to think of
like,
ways to take back
control. I'm
going to
say, like, back in the day when they had things like Dun & Bradstreet, right? Wasn't that like they kind of compiled the information that they
But
knew
they were
about
held
you?
Accountable. They were held accountable. Okay. Facebook is not, Mark Zuckerberg is not accountable. Listen, when Mark Zuckerberg testified at Congress, I'm pretty sure there was a script that he had that he was aware of what was going to be asked.
Right.
Most of those questions were very scripted. He's like, "I'm sorry, Senator, can you repeat that?" No, he knows the answers to those questions. Right? So
smoke and mirrors, and I call it daggers.
Exactly. And so like just we live in an environment in an age where data is a weapon.
Right.
And if you don't have access to your data, you're literally fighting you're playing knifey spoony with someone, and if you don't have this knife then you're going to lose. Yeah.
Can I just ask you a quick question about that? Mm-hmm. So let's say there's a backlash, a lot of people closing their Facebook account. Do you think that Facebook will still continue to monitor them? Is there value in closing your account in this respect?
You can close your account, but the data doesn't
get deleted. The state is still there, right?
So the data, they already exist.
No, they're not going to delete the data. Furthermore,
they're not going to go anywhere. Even though they can have cookies still on the computers, they can have all this elements.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think they're going to utilize it in any ways to people who will? And a lot of them
not right
to
now
close
because they're under high scrutiny.
But
over time, and the thing about it is that there's a bigger elephant in the room.
What's that?
Google.
Oh yeah.
We don't realize how much information Google has on us. Google has a ton. Microsoft, Apple.
Mm-hmm.
These companies have a ton of information on us. And when, to bring this back to apps, when we develop apps, honestly, it's the world is ours.
Right.
We determine as much as we want to access on the user. And I don't need your name because your behavior is what determines who you are.
Right.
I just have to match your behavior to, okay, this guy behaves this way. Oh, his name is...
So all that porn, Mr. Fine, that
you've been... We had a different argument earlier.
You know, I was on Facebook today and one girl who, she was like, this happened 2 years ago. And what it was is, because you know Facebook brings up your memories, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And she had a memory of her sitting in her bra and her underwear on her bed. And then she had another picture of her looking like a man. And I was like, is she a man or is she a woman? I didn't know, right? But she was like, yeah, always bringing stuff back up. So they track your memories.
Yeah.
I mean, it's really
they
good.
They keep track of it.
You know, it's good to see your memories.
Yeah. Yeah.
But like, what they're going to do with that stuff, I don't know.
Well, the thing about it is that the internet economy right now is based on selling you know, behavior in ads. So if they have your information, if they see it, and a picture is worth way more than 1,000 words to Facebook, because if they see that you're sitting on your bed in Victoria's Secret lingerie, they can then send you ads for Victoria's Secret lingerie.
Okay.
So you gotta like think of it from that perspective.
So basically, you sit on your bed in a sack.
Right. And they have the face. Yes. And so they, you can upload a picture and it automatically tags your friends in there.
Yes, but Google's always had facial recognition.
Google? In their search engine, yes. Because
I remember bumping into it, like the first time I ever bumped into it, because it tracked. You know, I looked at it for the reason, like how you look, the hair I was wearing, how my hair looked, how my skin looked throughout all the years. That's all I cared about. I didn't care about nothing else, right? But so they've got facial recognition and stuff like that forever.
I have. If you want to build an app with facial recognition, I could build it for you. Everyone has access to that information. Right. Everyone has access to that technology. It's like, again, it's what are people doing with that data?
Okay, so now in that question with facial recognition, I'm looking at all these different passwords that people have now. You can have retina thumbprints. So I have to tell you a joke. So client of mine dating a girl, he's like really amazed and shocked because she knows everything, and but she does it like this. So so where were you last week? Like, I know you were with such and such last week, and I know you did
that dating
and,
or prison?
And he was like, well, how's she knowing this stuff? I didn't mention it. Well, turns out that this is so funny.
Please don't tell me she did that
at nighttime when he was sleeping. She would take his thumb and push on his thing and opened up his phone.
Of course she did.
I thought that was the one. I couldn't believe that somebody would even think of that.
He's a heavy sleeper.
Right. So she took his
I'm waking up swinging like, who's touching me?
Right. So now that they've got facial recognition, but I heard that with the facial recognition, your eyes have to be open.
Because it's a combination of retinal and facial recognition. Right.
So, you know, okay. So with all of these different things that are happening, like facial recognition, somebody stealing your thumbprint and all this kind of stuff, what else is there to do to protect us? Thumbprints.
Throw your phones away. move to an island and
move upstate.
Yeah, there you go. Move upstate. Just like the technology. Honestly, that's something we've had like tough discussions about this because one of our earlier startups was going to be focused around using AI to kind of track moods as you move around the website. So everything on the website would have context, and you know, how do you get away from it? You can't. Everywhere you go, there's something tracking you. And if you want to live in this modern age, it's a trade-off between convenience and liberty.
Right.
Right.
Stop using. Stop buying.
So we're going to take a break and we'll be right back.
All right.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Are you into comics, movies, and pop culture at large? What about music and TV? Then you're in for a treat. This is Michael Dolce, your host on TalkingAlternative.com. I've been professionally writing comic books, screenplays, and music articles for almost 15 years. Catch my show, Secrets of the Sire, at its new primetime slot, Wednesdays, 8 p.m. Eastern Time, and get the inside scoop on the pop culture universe you love to talk about. For more info, go to SecretsOfTheSire.com. Hello, this is Bruce Chamoff, host of the Web Design and Technology Coach. Join me and my guests every Tuesday from 8 to 9 p.m. as we discuss the latest in web design, social media marketing, search engine optimization, and technology. We also discuss popular topics including WordPress, making money online, better Google rankings, and more. Every month, we also feature the best unsigned music from around the world right here on talkradio.nyc.
Talking Alternative Radio, 24 hours a day.
This is Noreen Sumter, and we're back from Beyond Potential, Live Life Your Way, and we're talking about technology applications and the future of technology, which, you know, if you watch Black Mirror, it seems really scary. Mm-hmm. And it says art imitates, was it real life?
Yep.
This is some scary stuff. No, you know, really, I don't know if it's our life imitates art. I always move things around. But anyway, I think it's scary, but I also think it's really exciting.
I mean, yeah, it is exciting. The potential that I have to create new things is always exciting, but there's a lot of responsibility that comes with that.
Yeah, there is a lot of responsibility.
And it's not just me as a developer; it's the person as a creator.
Right.
Like, if somebody comes to me with an idea, it's also up to them to be ethical with what they create.
You know, right.
Slippery slope right there.
Very
slippery
slope.
Say what?
Yeah. Slippery slope right there.
Yeah.
And you talked about the Facebook example.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, people come with much numbers.
Yeah.
People will sell some information. People will sell,
yeah.
And it's hard to
judge. Yeah, well, we live in the capitalist society, right? Everything's for sale, pretty much.
So my advice to that is a good point, is if you can pay for it, pay for it. Otherwise, you're the one being sold. Otherwise, you're the product. If you can pay for it, support the people.
I don't like to pay for apps.
Well,
I always like the free version.
Yeah, and they're selling you.
I know, they're giving me what
for tough.
You know.
Yeah.
It's kind of, because sometimes you buy an app and it's crappy.
Yeah.
But the basic concept of economy is there is no free lunch.
There is no free lunch.
When you have the free app, as Malcolm said, you just sold your soul.
You just sold yourself.
And exactly. I sold myself to the devil. All right, so what else is going on in the app world? And let's talk about, like, somebody who wants to create an app. What's the first step one?
It's great you brought that up, because I contract with Brooklyn as the main product, as the product manager. So mm-hmm. I help clients kind of get their ideas together. I in the process of doing that, a lot of people that I work with, they see the daunting kind of challenges of building an app. And then I go through a couple weeks, couple months with them of figuring things out. And mm-hmm. then they drop off because, you know, it becomes, you know,
especially
when the number drops on the table, we go, what? That's like $40,000. I'm like, yeah, that's what you want to build. You want to build the next Facebook. It's $40,000, which is very cheap. By the
right.
way. So I created a class called Idea Reality. It's a six-week course for entrepreneurs and idea people who have the ideas but don't have that exorbitant amount of money to spend right mm-hmm. away. They can figure it out. And if you can figure out a good idea, you can easily get funding for your idea to build your idea. So basically, when it comes to people with an idea, the steps I go through is, who's doing it? Has it been done? If nobody's doing it, who's the market?
Right.
Right? Who will either buy this or who will get value from this, right? What are the features you're building that they will get value from,
mm-hmm.
right? How do you plan this? How do you narrow it down so that you create something that people will go, oh, I'll use this once, I'll use this twice, I might use this three times.
Mm-hmm.
If you can get somebody to come back to your app after the first try, then you're actually pretty good, because most apps are deleted after the first experience.
Right.
So you have to build something good. Once you go through figuring out what the features are, you have to go through figuring out how to build it. Right. And you need to know the technologies to build. So if you're going to build something with AR, VR, I don't know if anyone knows the Pokemon Go.
Yes. I'm a big Pokemon
that
Go player.
That's a glimpse of the future.
Right.
Right there. Pokemon Go is a glimpse of the future. Imagine like a McDonald's Go.
Right.
Right. Or a Fox News Go. Right. You're walking down the street, all of a sudden breaking news pops up on your glasses and you just stop and stare.
Everyone stops
and stare because it's right in your face.
Right.
That's part of the future that we're going to. Mm-hmm. Right.
In a way, it's there with stopping with the phone and looking at the screen. So it's just a step further.
Just one
instead
step.
Of trouble yourself with holding that.
So exactly.
So it'll be the equivalent of Amber Alert, because when the Amber, you ever been on the train and everybody's up, like, Amber Alert, everybody's buzzing and clicking all over the place. That's scary.
It's very scary. So after you go through that, there's the part of building it. So it's like, are you going to build something for a phone? Are you going to build a website? Are you going to build a SaaS service? What are you going to build? And then once you figure out how to build, there's documents that you got to create to actually build it. So there's some planning going through before you should drop money on an app. And I the course I create helps you do that. And helps you save money and time. And then once that's done, there's the actual development that goes through.
Right.
Right.
And how long does it take to develop an app?
Could take a month, could take 2 months. I'd say that the standard is about 3 to 4 months.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, for depending, because there's the development part of it, there's the building it, then there's the testing it, refining it, and then there's taking it to the app stores.
Right. Yeah. And so now you've got this app.
Mm-hmm.
How do you market it?
Well, that's the part of you have to figure that out before you build it.
Oh.
Before you build the app, or you figure it out as you're building it. So if for example you come up with the next Uber competitor, right? The first thing
wouldn't I just like clone the Uber thing?
No, because people will realize it's an Uber clone and go, "This is an Uber."
Can't I just like Uber clone and add a few bits and pieces in?
Yes, you could, but you have to do it better than Uber.
Right.
Yeah. So if you can do it better than Uber, you don't need to market. Because that in there, a good product would sell itself.
Right, because isn't Lyft, because we got Uber, we got mm-hmm. Lyft, we got Via, who mm-hmm. else do we have?
Curb.
All of these things. So like, aren't they layers of the same thing?
No, well, they're competitors in a similar market, but they mm-hmm. have their own niches, which is one of the things that I help clients figure out is what's your niche.
Right.
So even if Uber's already did it, how do you compete against Uber? Like, for example, you might be on demand for disability,
mm-hmm.
right? Which I think that's already there or whatever, but, you know, something like that. Or on demand, like doctor delivery for pets. Perfect. Just new app idea. I'll be building that tonight.
You know, like, yeah. I want a slice. Yeah, well, it's like veterinarian care for for pets like pet doctor. I don't know. My cat's tail's not. Yeah.
And you figure erect. That out. So how would you price that? You figure out that's a service you can charge for.
Right.
You could charge a subscription. So instead of having to depend on the person to come every time their dog is sick, you say, I'll charge you $30 a month. And whenever your dog is sick, you just I'll come over to your house and fix your dog up. You know?
Fix your dog.
or whatever.
Yeah, but couldn't I have a little extra thing whereby like he can FaceTime into my app mm-hmm. and he can look at my dog, like it'll tell my dog to poke at his tongue?
That could be part of your features. Yeah. That could be part of the features you build in. Like whatever it is that you think, and that's part of the ideation process is figuring out what features go in. So like being able to FaceTime and check the dog and he'll be able to understand. And if you go even more advanced, that FaceTime can actually pull up biometrics on the dog.
Right.
So you can see the heart rate and everything right there.
Right.
And then he doesn't have to come. He's saying, your dog is fine. He just ate
stocking.
Something. Yeah, exactly.
Gross.
And that's one way you could do it. So it's just at the end of the day, what I tell clients is, are you adding value?
Right.
Are you solving a problem or are you doing entertainment?
Right.
Like one of those three major things. Yeah.
Okay.
And that really helps people, like, that puts them in the zone.
So what are the most common apps out there? Because I know there's mm-hmm. the only app that I can tell you, honestly, that I use a lot mm-hmm. is Via.
Via. Mm-hmm.
Right. Mm-hmm. I use Via a lot. I used to use Uber, but Via is cheaper than
Uber. Yeah, Via is cheaper, yeah.
Right. And the health thing on my Samsung phone.
Oh, the health kit? I use
that every day. That's why I'm so tired, because I've been doing the exercise.
Oh,
you're keeping the track.
See, those things are super helpful. Yeah,
right.
Those
I've been going around the block. I go around my block 10 times, which is like 5 miles.
Do people not say anything? Do people not say anything?
No, they know me. What are they going to say? Right. And that keeps track mm-hmm. of how long I've been working out and how many steps I've done. That is like one of the consistent apps I use. But all these other ones, like the belly crunching and all this shit. You do it one time and it's like, oh, God, I can't do it. No, but it's nobody's keeping track of my crunches.
You got to share it with your friends.
No, whatever. Yeah. So what are the most popular apps that people are building and they crash and burn?
Oh, right
dating.
Now.
It's got to be dating.
Right. No. Actually, dating apps are doing very well. Apps are doing very, very well because I mean we're in an environment where dating is a commodity and it's about numbers. So,
but I think that the dating would be awesome if we had that that social credibility, citizenship attached to it.
Wait, what? Are you advocating for the Chinese system?
No, but I'm advocating it for dating.
For dating, okay.
Yeah, because like for people that actually follow through rather than they want to sit on the phone and just talk to you, it's uh-huh. like, get off. Yeah.
What?
They're not a good citizen.
I thought that was the point of
No, I can't stand it. Look, I'm not going to sit and talk to you for 2 weeks.
Really?
No.
Like, what do you want?
Let's go have a coffee. Let me see your face and smell your breath.
Okay. I'm like this guy. I'm old fashioned. I'll rather walk into a bar and like get shot down in a bar than like waste my time on an app.
Oh, so the app guy doesn't want to do a dating app?
I don't do dating apps. No,
you don't.
It's you just walk out in New York City and there's people to meet.
Like, oh, maybe for you.
No, I'm not. Not just for me. There's people to meet. You know, in an elevator, you know, get off your phone and say hello to the person next to you.
Jay Fine meets people.
I actually think that because there's so abundant amount of dating app, it's easier nowadays. Mm. That's my theory. It's easier. I haven't tried it because I've been in a relationship for the longest time.
Mm. Which you're running away from upstate.
Yeah. Which I'm running away. She's from upstate, actually. But
he's tracking her.
Yeah, but I really think it's easier because people got getting used to the fact that it's so easy to meet somebody through these apps that they don't expect somebody to just approach and talk to you.
Yes.
Once you do that, people are so open up for it. Mm-hmm. And you know, I'm trying it myself because we are hanging out or going out, and I'm always up to prove myself wrong or right. And I ask people about it actually, and people that do have these apps, because I don't have these apps.
Mm-hmm. Do you have a phone?
We can say so. We have a family plan.
Is it like a little, is it a Sony Ericsson?
It's a Microsoft that they discontinued.
Windows phone, discontinued. Yeah. I mean, I like that.
Yeah, but I ask people about it, especially, you know, doing some research for psychology, and it's all about pretty much interactions, how we, and also the app we developed in the beginning for Pickled Up,
Pickled Up.
He came up with a name.
Tell me about Pickled Up.
Tell
me
about Pickled Up.
Okay, so
that sounds a little vinegary and stingy.
So Pickled Up was our kind of idea to introduce people to like mixology and bartenders and their craft, and because a lot of bartenders they're artists. Like I know this guy who works at this restaurant called Janoon, and he creates some amazing drinks. And you go to downtown, what's his name? Employees only, these kind of spots. They're crap.
Is that downtown Brooklyn?
No, it's in the city.
Oh.
It's in the city. Yeah. So it's kind of supposed to be a mix between media and discovery, as well as sharing of what you found. And then when I mentioned earlier that there was kind of like the tracking your mood as you moved around. So we had mood ratings for the drinks and stuff.
And
like
so
that.
Do you have like social research? People come in and use your apps to sort of give you some idea of how it's working?
Yeah. So we would test it out. You would have to do that. You have to test it out with your audience and get feedback from them.
Interesting. So what other apps have you created with weird names? Pickled Up. How did Pickle Up land out? What was the end result with Pickle Up?
It was one of our first startups.
Yes.
It was our first startup idea, and we kind of didn't know what we were doing. So, you know, we had to stop it because we couldn't get it. And then another company called, it's a drink company, I forgot the name. They came, Hooch. They came in and they kind of did what we wanted to do better. So, like I tell everybody, ideas are a dumb dozen. It's about execution. We didn't execute right on that one.
Right. Yeah. Okay. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Are you a conscious co-creator? Are you on a quest to raise your vibration and your consciousness? I'm Sam Liebowitz, your conscious consultant, and on my show, The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, we will touch upon all these topics and more. Listen live at our new time on Thursdays at 12 noon Eastern Time. That's The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, Thursdays, 12 noon on talkradio.nyc.
Are you feeling unhappy with your body, shape, or size? Ever feel out of control with food? I'm Elizabeth from Nourish the Soul, and on this show, you will uncover the root to these imbalances and discover a permanent solution to having a healthy relationship to food and your body. Join us every Thursday morning at 11 a.m. Eastern Time on talkradio.nyc.
talkingalternative.com.
Hi, this is Noreen Sumter from Beyond Potential. Live life your way. And we're in our last segment, so we're going to make it good.
Yes.
All right. So are there any questions that you'd like to ask me to ask you?
Oh, I thought you were just going to ask me.
No, I'm asking you that question.
Oh, yeah, you can ask me what I'm doing right now.
So what are you doing right now?
Oh, man, that wasn't scripted at all. Spot. I just launched the Idea Reality course.
Uh-huh.
It's www.ideareality.us, uh-huh. ideareality.us. And it's a 6-week course that I take you through everything I just talked about.
Uh-huh.
And you pretty much come out with the skills to be able to come up with an idea,
uh-huh.
think about it, plan it before you spend money and waste your money and go through iterations. And you're like, oh, that's not really what I wanted to build. Know what right. you want to build before you build it.
Great. And what's your avatar of a person that you want in your course?
Someone who either has a full-time job and wants to get out of the job and do their own thing,
mm-hmm.
and they want to use technology.
Entrepreneurs.
Mm-hmm. Someone who already has a product but has a hard time kind of nailing it down and getting the features down right and getting the app to be what he wants it to mm-hmm. or they want it to be. Teams of startups who need help kind of understanding how to create the best version of their app for their audience, mm-hmm. that kind of
stuff. What about youngsters?
Yeah, so what's interesting is I'm speaking with the New York City Public School System, one mm-hmm. of their schools, tomorrow.
Good.
To pitch the version for schools.
Because I think the new ideas are coming from the youth.
Yes, and part of it, like, I love coding. I love the concept of coding, but you can't just code. You have to be able to have planning.
Right.
So if you're going to have a team of kids building something, there has to be a kid who can code, a kid who can sell, a kid who can do research, a kid who can lead. You know,
right.
you need some combination of it, and you need that. So I'm going to the school to kind of show them the course and mm-hmm. show what it's about, and then tailor a version for students from 6 to 12.
There's also girls that code.
Girls who code is one thing too. So actually, that might be someone a company I reach. There's so much like just happening so quickly.
Yeah,
and I'm trying to keep track of it, but that's a good point.
Maybe you need an app that keeps track.
I'm actually building that.
Tell her about that.
So in addition to that, I'm building an accountability and goal setting platform.
Uh-huh.
So it's a combination of tracking your goals, mastermind groups,
uh-huh.
and an AI assistant that assists you with keeping on top of your goals.
Cool.
Yeah.
And so like my question for you is, where do you see yourself in 5 years?
Oh, hell yeah. We do this. Cause I have a 10-year answer for you.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Well, break it down, baby.
Okay. So 10-year answer is we do this. 100 million in the bank.
Uh-huh.
100 million in the bank.
So how many apps are those? Maybe one.
No, I'm going to run like a shell companies. No, not shell companies. Sorry. Portfolio companies.
Oh, okay.
Nothing illegal. Portfolio companies that do different things.
So,
they have nothing on me.
Let me ask, just hold that. Put a pin in that for a second.
Mm-hmm.
With all these, I mean, I know we talked about China and mm-hmm. that kind of stuff, but like with all these apps and things and these trackings mm-hmm. and bits and pieces, what's crime like? I mean, where's crime coming?
Yeah. So have you ever heard of a concept called the dark web?
The dark web.
Yeah.
No, but it sounds like a man with a webby glove.
What?
A webby glove.
The dark web is the side of the internet that you don't easily find, and it takes a lot of work to find it.
Uh-huh.
There's a lot of stuff going on in the dark web. And a lot of it is really people who don't want to be tracked. So, you know, that's one way of not being tracked online.
Is it like using incognito?
It's much more than that. So that's like 5% of.
Yeah. I bought a ticket on incognito.
Really? That doesn't do anything because you gave them your name.
No. My friend says when you're buying your ticket, go into incognito so they don't pull all that stuff. They don't pull your past tickets. I don't know. I just did it and I got a cheap ticket. All right. My ticket was $480 to Barbados. What do you want from me round
nice.
Trip?
Nice.
No, but you can watch some stuff on that. And actually, I just watched recently a documentary about it that mentions because Israel is very big and security and internet security, that around 10% of what we are using through Google and what's going on above the surface, it's legit. But 90% of what's really going on is that web.
It's under, which
pretty much you can order a gun right now to your house and somebody who will use the gun to kill somebody as we speak. So that's the real issue that governments right now, including America, trying to tackle. You can have you can buy anything from everywhere. Anything that's why the kryptonite is such a big deal, because
cryptocurrency.
but don't put kryptonite next to me, because the cryptocurrency is a big deal because it allows you to purchase anything and everything illegal and illicit and being untrackable. So the combination of the two are very lethal right now to the future of
it's untrackable crimes. Until they figure out how to track you,
right?
That's what they're working on right now.
So it probably will be the criminals that teach us how to track the other criminals,
the hackers.
There's two types. There's different types of hackers. There's black hat and white hat hackers. So white hack are people that work for the good and they try to hack, and the black hat are guys that get paid to break shit
until the switch sides.
And most of these kids,
they can be kids, they can be older people, but young kids who can spend like days on the computer. I remember when I used to stay up for like 3 days at a time. I can't stay up for like a day at a time now. It's not possible.
All right, so finish with your 5-year plan.
So that's, I have a portfolio of companies. I have partners who work with me. That's one of the most important things that I got to do right now. I got to like learn to work with people. It's hard to, you have to be able to depend on people. So that's one of the things that I want. A portfolio of companies that are doing well on their own, ideally done without investment. I want to grow them on my own. Tyler Perry is a big influence of mine in terms of how he went about. So kind of being like him, so to speak.
A hybrid.
Oh, what now?
A hybrid. Like, you want to be like yourself, not like him, but you use him as a template.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah. I thought you were saying, like, I'm half black or white.
Silly rabbit. All right. So we have almost come to the end of the show. And anything else that you want to share with people? Share your website again.
Yes, it's www.ideareality.us.
When does your course start?
May 5th.
Okay. It's in the city?
It's in city. It's in person. I don't want to do webinars. I build technology, but you can ask Shai, like the tagline for what we're doing with Pickle Up was bringing the social back into the social network. I like in-person interactions. I want to see somebody like wince their eyes or whatever it is called. I want to see that. Like, that's why I don't use dating apps. That's why I'm not as big on social media. I do understand the influence it has, but I do feel like in-person interactions is more valuable.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You can't beat that. And at the end of the day, you still need paper and pen.
I have paper and pen. I used to draw. So I love pens and paper. Like, I love it. So, I mean, my takeaway here is that technology should be used not to create separation and not as a replacement for
human connections.
You know, technology should facilitate it, but it should not be a replacement for human connections.
So the dolls are out then.
No comment.
I had to throw that one in.
That's a good one.
They get more human every day.
Yes.
So this is, we got three more minutes. Yeah, I'm not ready to go. I'm just like, So Shai, is there anything you would like to say?
I'm the time filler now.
You are?
Now do you want my attention?
No, I want you. No, you're not the time filler. Shut up.
I got to say that I enjoy listening to this man. And you have a very radiophonic voice, I got to say.
Really?
It's very enjoyable because you speak from the heart, and what you do with technology, and somebody who knows you for years now, and we pretty much started when kind of like the apps just got there, you can say, almost.
Pretty much,
right?
It's
a great joy, and I believe that the courses that you do, I just saw the material even before we came here.
Right.
And it is pretty much, he amalgamates so much information from business classes to entrepreneurial classes, and he put it in such a palatable way palatable way, thank you, that people from any walks of life can understand it. And I'm really foreseeing great future for it. And I hope it will soar.
Yes, and like this is the Admiration Society. No, but honestly, you're very, very approachable. I feel like I've known you for years, but I've only...
Haven't we known you for years?
No, we've like... When did we meet last year, right? Like last year we met. It
has to be at least 3 years.
And we just connect. I don't know if it's 3 years. I think it was last year.
No, it can't be 3 years.
No, it's not 3 years. It's like last year we met and we just instantly connected. Yes. There are some people that you just instantly connect with and you know that they're going to be in your life in and out. That's Malcolm. And I know that you're extremely passionate about what you do and really committed to what you do.
My thing is to just, I want to be able to empower people.
Absolutely. And I think that most, for the people that come on my show, they're really looking to empower people. They're really passionate about their work. Yes. They love what they do. There is no slouch that comes on this show. I mean, you know, people really are really committed to what they do,
So they have to be.
I just want to say thank you so much for coming on the show
thank
and
you for
being
having
a
me.
Yes. It's been a lot of fun. It goes so quickly. It just flies. But I just want, and also Shai, thank you for
thank
being
you for
on the
me.
Show. And I wish you lots of luck upstate.
Thank you very much. Will do.
Doing psychology and working the land.
Yes, so actually, that's what's going on. That's
I know
up.
That's going
what's
on.
Up
I'm
upstate.
Feeling it. I'm feeling it. Right. So this is Noreen Sumter from Beyond Potential. Live life your way. Signing off until next week. I'll see you guys soon. Bye.
All right.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Hi, I am Dr. Tranquility of Dr. Tranquility PR, successfully meeting the media needs of the wellness community. As an expert myself for major mainstream media, radio, TV, and print magazines, I now help you book interviews for broadcast radio, podcast, television, and IPTV, as well as many, many magazines. Reach me, 212-920-1603.
Are you feeling unhappy with your body, shape, or size? Ever feel out of control with food? I'm Elizabeth from Nourish the Soul, and on this show, you will uncover the root to these imbalances and discover a permanent solution to having a healthy relationship to food and your body. Join us every Thursday morning at 11 a.m. Eastern Time on talkradio.nyc.
Hey, all you crazy listeners. Looking to boost your business? Why not advertise on Talking Alternative with very reasonable rates? Interested? Simply email at info@talkingalternative.com.
Are you into comics, movies, and pop culture at large? What about music and TV? Then you're in for a treat. This is Michael Dolce, your host on TalkingAlternative.com. I've been professionally writing comic books, screenplays, and music articles for almost 15 years. Catch my show, Secrets of the Sire, at its new primetime slot, Wednesdays, 8 p.m. Eastern Time, and get the inside scoop on the pop culture universe you love to talk about. For more info, go to SecretsOfTheSire.com.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network at www.talkingalternative.com. Now, broadcasting 24 hours a day. Talking Alternative.
Are you a conscious co-creator? Are you on a quest to raise your vibration and your consciousness? I'm Sam Liebowitz, your conscious consultant, and on my show, The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, we will touch upon all these topics and more. Listen live at our new time on Thursdays at 12 noon Eastern Time. That's The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, Thursdays, 12 noon on talkradio.nyc.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.